Oh, okay.
Because I don't have my AirPods and I don't know what happened to me.
Okay,
What up?
send regards.
Yes.
I'm back to you.
I forgot. I
Bye
haven't
bye.
sent you videos. I'm gonna send you videos.
Okay. Yeah, I
See ya.
forgive you. One
Thank
second,
you.
whichever bro has, I'll send it to him.
Okay. Okay, I'll
Responsibility
send
to
it. Bye bye.
the kids and
Okay.
globally.
Okay.
Thank you
Or the
enough,
wedding
bro.
or whatever it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Simin Samach. Hey,
I can't
Siftes.
taste. Can you share?
Okay. So here you go. This is what we were discussing before. That let's say you would not have said hello to the lender. Right? He's not your guy. Right? So you would have not said hello to him. Right? Also locked him, then you're not allowed to give him shalom either. But also, and not only that, you're not allowed to, basically, you're not allowed to do anything out of the norm. Right? So, but also, and you're not allowed to, with any sort of kibbutz, a knesset, or any other place, unless you do it another time. Also, shenemar neshuv kol. Hold on a sec. I lost the place. Where did I go here? Nesha kodavar asher yishach afilu dibur aser. Even just speaking is aser. V'chein ha-malve muzer al ribis dvarim, and the malve is also aser on ribis dvarim. Going im oimer la loive, if he says to the loive, if he says to the loive, haydieni im yobei pliny b'makom pliny, says to them, let me know that somebody's coming. Meaning he asked the lawyer for information that he normally would not ask. All he's doing is asking the lawyer to tell him something.
He has questions.
If he's not on the if he would never have done this before, and now he's on the alva. He's has to listen. He's commanded. He's listen. He has to listen to the guy commanding him things because he has to humble himself. That is ribis. Are you going to say that the loiva? It says it in a pasuk that the loiva is indebted to the malva. So you see that the loiva does have to do something to the malva. Say ina elo le'inyan shim nafa b'neim din. Dvarim, that there was a din in Dvarim, Vaimar Amalva, Nelech, Lebesdin, Agoda, Ladun Shop, Ladun Khan. That's only if they're going to have a court case with each other. And the Malva wants it local, and the Leva wants it someplace else. Chuyav Haleva, Lelech, Lelech, I'm sorry, Kamosha writes a Malva, he's got to go where the Malva wants it. But Malva ain't no Mechuyav Lelechas LeBezdin HaGadol, and the Leiva is not, I'm sorry, the Malva is not Mechuyav to go to Bezdin HaGadol. So we walk a Macher in a different town. So basically, what he's saying is that when there's a disagreement between the Leiva and the Malva, so the Malva has the upper hand of which Bezdin to go to, meaning if the Leiva wants to take it to the big Bezdin in the big city, he's not Mechuyav. Fine. Even Toivas Hano, meaning how do you call Toivas Hano, benefit, right? There's a word for it. Not thinking of the word now. It's called.
This is benefit of gratitude.
Yeah, I'm saying, but this. Yeah, okay, I would use a different word, but. It's nothing tangible, I would say tangible. That's not money. Also, the malva is not allowed to benefit from the loiva. The malva is a bal malacha. Meaning, let's say you have a guy that has a repair shop. And he would never have given the business to the guy on, but only because he lent him money, so then he would use him. Right to Lusle Malachas, that's why I want to give him Malacha. That's awesome. All right. Even though he could really normally give work to whoever he wants, he's not, he would pay for the work, right? It's not like he would never pay for the work. He's paying for the work anyways, but since it's the Toivas Hano, so he's not allowed. Yud Aleph, also Lav is Lechot Tzua Tfuah. This is very common. This halach is very common with the neighbors and people that borrow food back and forth. Right? So also Lav is Lechot Tzua Tfuah. She Yachsel Yachakach Tzua. You are not allowed to lend a saw of grain in order that he should give him back a saw of grain. Afilu min b'mina, even if it's one min with the same min, meaning two types of the same wheat. Kishama tisyaka bin taima tfuah, maybe the tfuah in the interim will go up. The nimsa, and he's gonna give him back more than he lent. Meaning if when he lent him the wheat, it was $1 a pound. And now he pays him back, it's $2 a pound. So now you that's your over on ribis. Ach ya ach yase. Ach, Yasa, so what should you do? Ach, Yasenu domim shim tisyakara tfuah lo yitin rak hadomim. That what you should do. Make up a deal that if the prices go up, then all he's going to do is pay back. He's going to pay back the money.
Come out in 5 minutes.
He's just going to pay back the worth, not the
Exactly.
actual wheat. And if
The taking is
the
successful.
loiva has even a little bit from that type, and
What's that?
then you're allowed to give back many, many kurin. Meaning, as long as the guy still has some of that produce, then it's allowed. This is the bailout for nowadays. If it has a set price in the shuk, even though the loiva doesn't have anything from that bin. Meaning, so it would really depend, bringing it to the practical nowadays. You know, let's finish the sif first. That's if you're borrowing one type and paying back another type. But to do one type for a different type, you're borrowing a saw of wheat, the saw doichan for a saw of millet. Asr b'chol inyan, then that's always asr. Afal pi shein b'shar echad, even though they have one price, and he has, and the borrower has doichan, he was just borrowing it anyway. Let's say something small that nobody
Well,
really cares about whether the price goes up or down. You're allowed to lend a loaf of bread to your friend. So let's say the
nice.
loaf. This is why it makes a difference in all
Taking, I was looking for
and
it.
nowadays,
It
right? Meaning that hold on a sec.
right, I know you need to drive. Okay, great. I'll see you later. Then. They know to got food. What time do you get to the bar? Okay.
To borrow a loaf of bread or to borrow a dozen eggs. Remember when the egg prices went crazy last week or last year, right? So there, maybe the prices were fluctuating so much that it would be not simple to borrow eggs. And nowadays, I'm not sure what the egg prices are like. All right, so I don't know. All right.
You have to give back the exact amount you borrowed a cup of ketchup. I mean, you're giving a little more, a little less. It's the
So
problem.
that's the thing. No, it's a problem unless you need to have a few things. Well, two things. You need to borrow back and forth with each other, and it has to be an amount that you don't really care about. That's basically, those are the basic two requirements. So
And
that's
fine, they make it fine.
what?
The requirements that make it okay.
If what? I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm not connected to my car, so what are you saying?
It okay if you have those two requirements?
If you have what?
If you have If you have those two requirements, then it's okay.
Yes, yeah, then it'll be okay. Yeah.
If you borrow back, if you guys borrow back and forth neighbors, and it's you know, marked on that little amount.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. If you lend money on a mashkin's collateral of a house or a field in Makom Beis HaKnesses or in a place in a shul, and the malva is going to take the peiros, meaning he's going to get the fruit. He does not get the actual. He used like a property, like a farm, but the malva is only going to get the fruits, not the actual land. It has to be done in a way that it's going to be deducted. That you subtract from that chiyuv a certain amount per year. That would be the schiros, meaning. Let's say the fruit, he lent them $1,000, and the fruit for the year will produce $1,000 worth of fruit. So he gets the fruit for that year, and that's it. Right? He subtracts a certain amount for every year. That's the schiros that the Malva gets. And even if the schiros is worth more than the original agreed amount, mutter, it's still mutter as long as you make the calculations correctly. But the malva should not go and rent it back to the borrower himself, because that looks too fishy. When you give collateral, there's many chilukei dinim. Not do it unless you ask a shaila from a talmid chacham. All right, so that's meaning not a standard mashkin. A standard mashkin is fine. We're talking about a mashkin. Talking about a mashkin of a mashkin where you're gonna deduct the prices, right? Fine. Yud Gimel. Tavashiyesh l'shar yedua asa l'machar b'yosim and ashar. Anything that has a set price, it's also to do it above that price. Mamton le'asamois, because. I'm sorry, you can't do it because he's going to give you credit. Right? Aval davar she'ein lo shar, you do it, but let's say it doesn't have a set price. Aval bi she'im ha yenoisen li ata samois, ha yenoisen li v'pachas, if he would give it to him a cheaper deal. Which feels you mounted a samois, moichel le k'tzas bi yoiser, or he would sell him a little more. Mutter v'vach le yaleo harbe, as long as it's not a lot. Because of Bechavis Das, the Hainu Shtus or Yosef, that is a sixth or more. Right? Meaning, Atche Nikolai Chol Shebeshvil Hamtona Samois Humaleo, until it's recognizable to everybody that that's what he's doing. Meaning, basically, what we have here is what we call when you prepay, very complicated stuff. You prepay for things, right? And you know, they have this with summer camps. If you pay, if you advance, then they'll give you less, they'll give you less, you know, they'll charge you less, etc. So all those type of things.
Early bird special, Ribis.
Early bird spell. Again, it depends how it's structured, it depends what it's for,
Howie,
right?
let's go to one. Oh, that isn't
Yeah.
it.
Anyway, Avodah Shein. Where did I lose the place here? The Gabim Lay Maleo Harbe Elashumatharashu. Even if he didn't, even if he didn't,
Nice, you want to put a nice one also?
Gam im aloy maleo harbe ela shuk mefarish v'aymer im titin li miyad as amoyis harei lecha, if you give me advance payments, right? You pay for pay me now, right? V'im hakofa titin, meaning if you give me now, it's going to be 10. V'im hakofa titin li yuralef asar tzasa. V'chein am hakoina koina as haschayra b'yoyker k'dei lemachra miyad. If he's kind of the schayra miyoyker in order to sell it right away, v'hafsa b'shil shiyah amoyis b'yodeh, or he's losing it, Bashvil, The mice that is in his hand. Pays his man Gamkane also, then it is also awesome. You tell it. Mishiesh a star chayv al chaver. Let's say somebody has a star chayv on its friend. Mutu lamachu la'achar b'pachas. He has to sell it. He's allowed to sell it to somebody else for less. Ba'filu kaidim zman aperon, even for the zman aperon. Meaning, basically, this is buying people's debt. So you're allowed to do that. V'yichtoiv ha'moichar la'lekeach, and the seller should say to lekeach, ani moichar l'shtar zeh, I'm going to sell you this star, and he's going to buy it for you, and all its shibud. But the responsibility is going to be on the purchaser. But the responsibility that becomes from the seller, the star is paid up, and it can go on to the meicher. It's the same way. The same way you're allowed to sell the shtar to somebody else for less, you're allowed to sell it to the loiva also. Okay, again, you have to know how to structure this, all this properly. Now, in this way, this is the way you can make it work. Now, I'll try and explain it. I'll probably try and understand it myself. When Reuven tzarach l'mayis b'nisan, let's say Reuven needs money in Nisan. Ha'ilech etzel Shimon, he goes to Shimon. V'Shimon nisan le'shtar chayiv al atzmai, and Shimon gives him a shtar chayiv. Shu chayiv l'froya l'Reuven me'ah zehuvim b'chodesh Tishrei, that he's telling him a shtar chayiv that he has to pay to Reuven 100 gold coins in Tishrei. V'keneged zeh nisan gam Reuven shtar chayiv k'zeh l'Shimon. Shehu chayiv l'proya le'me'ah zehuvim b'tishrei k'dei she'yeh Shimon b'tuach. Right now he's opposite that, he's giving a shtar chayiv to Shimon that he's chayiv to pay him 100 gold coins in Tishrei in order that Shimon should be have any some sort of faith, let's call it, right? But meaning not faith, but it means faith, but it means that he knows he's going to have some money now as opposed to later. Now Reuven goes and sells the shtar chayiv that he has on Shimon. Levi ata but Nisan va'at tishim zehuvim and Nisan 490 zehuvim. We call Shekain Shem Yesha Shimon Shtar Chayv al Yehuda Shazman Aperon Hula Achrazman Shu Yachal Lamachray. The Reuven Akafa Adzman Reuven Yitin Lo Shtar Chayv al Zeis. Reuven's gonna give him a Shtar Chayv. Veshuv Yimka Reuven as a Shtar Chayv Azeh Ba'ad Kama Shiyuchal and Reuven's gonna give him the Shtar Chayv for as much as he can. Aval Im Reuven. Richta shtar chayv alatz mi lemachul leShimon, but if Reuven writes a shtar chayv on himself to sell it to Shimon, afilu al yedei shliach, even if it's done by a shliach, that's aser. It's aser, because then that's not a sale, right? Meaning it depends on how you structure this. That it should be: is it going to be a sale? Is it going to be a rental? Is it going to be a loan? Et cetera, et cetera. So with all that, then it's then you don't then you have to know how to structure it, how to structure it properly. Anyway, so are we going to test Zion or test Vav, Naftali?
That's well. That's it. I finished.
Okay, I'm sorry. These last things are a little hard to explain and to even to understand. That's where we have the Ribbis experts. When you have these shilas, you call in these Ribbis experts, and they hopefully explain things to you.
If you do like a road trip and you're borrowing money back and forth and you spend a lot, a different amount, so you don't have the exact cheshbon. So your cheshbon be'erach was $10, $20, $20, and you figure it out. And you say, okay, we're good. You have to worry about Ribbis over there.
No, I don't. If you're not Makbid, then it's fine.
You know, Mark, but you figure out Baruch and the Shalmai Zohar. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, I mean that's fine. That's not a loan. That's not a loan.
You're
Right?
laying out money is not considered a loan.
No, that would be considered a loan. But here it's everybody just putting money into the pot, I think. I
So this is
think.
one person's paying. This is two people. This is about two people, and what basically most of the time one person is paying for all the expenses at the end. You make up, okay, this is what it was. It could be a few dollars or a few cents off here or there, but for the most part,
Right.
you have
Right.
it. It's
Yeah,
fine.
that's
Okay.
fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Fine. I appreciate
Okay,
everybody's
Shkayach.
patience with me.
Shkayach, love.
Hopefully next week we'll normal timing.
Good to you, even though it's been hectic.
Yeah, thank
Be
you.
for Simchas.
Thank you. Oh,
Bye bye.
man. Sagazan.
Sure, have a good night.